All right. Our second reader tonight is Lee Nash. Lee's a Toronto-based writer, editor, and administrator. She's a graduate of the University of Guelph's MFA in Creative Writing Program. She's a partner in the editing firm Reword Communications, a founding partner, I believe, a co-founder of the Emergency Response Unit, and an executive member of the Scream Literary Festival. Goodbye Ukulele is her first trade collection. It was just published last month by Mansfield in Toronto. It is a Stuart Ross book, which should be enough stamp of approval for anybody in the room. It's really an exciting debut, and it's her first time reading from it in Ottawa. So we're all very lucky to be here tonight, and thank you to her friends that are here. Apartment 9 last May was lucky enough to publish a chapbook of hers called Landforms, which is at the back, along with Goodbye Ukulele. The chapbook appears in Goodbye Ukulele in its full, but it's really radically reimagined. The books don't preclude each other. They're very exciting. On a personal note, Lee and Andrew, their chapbook press, the Emergency Response Unit, does absolutely stunning work. They appeared here in Ottawa 2 years ago, 3 years ago, at one of these small press book fairs, and it was such a kick in the ass, I think, for a lot of people working here. It was a real push to do good work and make books that were deserving of the writers. They brought some of their work. It's at the back, and you should take a look at it. That's enough of me again. Lee Nash.
Thank you so much, and thanks, Cameron, so much for asking me to come up and read here. It's great. I'm actually originally from Stittsville, so it's actually, which is now a part of Ottawa, I understand. That's very nice. So I can say I'm from Ottawa, and I don't have to answer to people anymore. But so it's really nice to be back, and I have some old friends here that I haven't seen in a long time, so thanks again to them for coming. I thought I would start with the Landforms poem. I don't know how many pages it is in the chapbook, but yeah, it's maybe 11, but now it is one half page in my book, and all of the content is still there, so it was something Stuart pushed me to do, and it was a really interesting process. So, Landforms. You wear water, a mantle pulled tight. Lie low, provide contrast to the plateau, good grazing. A smooth forehead in stern relief. Bony shoulders in a crowd. Change renders aloof sidewalks alluvial. A depression lurks, low-hanging and widespread. Shorelines funnel out of reach, sheets lost in the night. Runoff fractures the basin. A scab. Rusty earth, a thumbprint, thigh-high and swelling. Bodies buried under seams, unassuming and overgrown. Ribbons in the wind, a sheer face, jagged hug of hanging valley. Scoured out by glaciers, a cool spray of Queen Anne's lace tossed roughly to the floor. A cavity, the tooth black and then an empty socket. A lock-jawed long nap. Aged peat smokes the palate, preserves weather, weight, builds coal. Lathers, repeats. Dust bold. Topsoil slips through the wind's fingers, a heavily plucked bass string. Silk dressing gowns, silk dashed lashes, settling at last. A pitched tent, A-framed. Outside, rain. Tributaries run the walls like a bird's serrated footprints. The unzipped door an open mouth. Lunar cloister, the inside of a silkworm's cocoon. Along the shore, wind licks the skeletal hulls. Ghosts finger the frost. A fishbone caught at the back of the throat. No one could have predicted the small scales, the translucent, the slight slip, flickering in rear view. So, there goes my list. So those were all actually separate landforms that I reimagined. And then cram them all together. So my second poem is titled let's take a cue from the Catholics. The Virgin Mary appeared in my bathtub this morning, legs pressed together into one scaly fin the color of your eyes. I climbed in and held her as she scrubbed my face clean, songs slipping from beneath her tongue. She was too delicate to survive, so I dried her out, set her on the shelf with my collection of splinters, olive pits, the things I fear. I've been collecting for a while now, and I'm no closer to figuring out right from wrong, but it sure is nice to have pinned down so much beauty. And one of my favorite stories is A Suit of Light by Anne Hebert, and it's also one of my favorite phrases, so I wrote a poem and titled it A Suit of Light. That was some morning. Clouds scattered like wisdom teeth in a silvery bowl, the sky a honeydew with one spoonful missing. You sucking on a lemon with one hand on your hip. I wish you were here, scrawled in the tub's grime, the curtain a sleepy eyelid, something I wish I'd never pulled back. Hanging in the closet, a yawning moth hole. I watched you shuffle across a blank stage and disappear off screen. A delicate bomb ticked down like a mallet apologizing to the sweet side of a bass drum. Turquoise seeped in at the edges, a lengthening, a longing. So, going to the back of the book now. So, this one's called I Wasn't Suggesting That You Couldn't. John's heart, the size of a thumbtack, skips every other beat. A room full of seagulls peck at each other's eyes. Glitter flies off the ceiling fan on Tuesday afternoons. Sarah's mouth opens, then closes, then opens. Moths whisper sweet nothings to Alex's sweaters. Jennifer's bicycle pedals off into the sunset. The wheels yawn like open mouths. A family of beavers moves in next door. The house collapses a week later. John plays pickup sticks and learns to knit. Wings tickle the back of Mark's eyelids. They say the headaches will stop soon. Sometimes Alice finds herself glaring at the horizon. The dentist props open Alice's mouth. When Todd closes his mouth, teeth litter his tongue like confetti. The fridge is stocked with woolly socks. The beer store has been out of beer for weeks. Steve is antsy. Steve picks at a scab on his knee until the valve breaks. Water is everywhere. Steve can't swim. The beer store is fresh out of lifeboats. The beavers are fresh out of sticks. The water is a glittery mouth full of gold teeth. The water is thirsty. And this next one is actually a cento, so that's where every line in the poem is taken from another book. In this case, it's Dara Weir's Selected Poems, which was published in, I think, early 2010 by Wave Books. So every line comes from Dara Weir, and the title is Ideally You Don't Want to Plagiarize Anyone. Into this golden silence we lowered our spoons, like stray thoughts of a lost planet. Every other house has someone living in it. I was the one with the cool glass of water. We would all wear handsomely tailored life jackets, attracting bees like honey, with absolutely zero effect. It is morning, isn't it morning? It's morning. There was sugar all over the table, and words cruised past through forests to the crown of my skull. Our mule took big, lonesome steps in her stall. A full-blooded moon was foaming in our faces. And if it's all right, I just have two more short ones. This one is Commute, and it's inspired by my no longer commute, which is lovely, but Commute. And the afternoon puts on a brave face, puts up a collar against the cold. 2 days ago, the weather vane found a new direction. It hasn't moved since. There's smoke, and then there's smoke. On the street corner, a woman's wide mouth is a church organ. Pedestrians scatter. One by one, they slip through the sidewalk grates. I'm left with a fistful of weeds, a stomach full of ideas small as buttons. The tailor tells me they'll never hold, but I'm optimistic. And then the last poem I'm going to read is for a friend of mine who's here, who gave me the title in one of his Facebook statuses. So the title is, "You should see the gold statue of me in Trafalgar Square." This season has turned into one of clouds and more clouds. The roadmap leads from A to B, then skips a few stops, and we end up at the edge of that river. I can never remember its name. The sun slants through trees like butter knives, parsing the horizon into manageable slices. I nurse a longing for something better than what's right now, the trundling up of a neatly wrapped package, your name hand-lettered in perfect script. Knowing which string to tug first. Days pedal around our ankles and we wade through. I like to think there's more than choosing appropriate footwear, that when the camera's flash freezes our profile, someone will know what to do with the photo. Find the right frame or burn the negative. Thank you.
That's fantastically. We're going to clap for Lee again, and we're also going to clap to acknowledge that she traveled from Toronto today to read all of it.